Hi, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery, too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services' decision to eliminate the administration for community living could have wide-ranging impacts on Wisconsin's aging population and people with disabilities. Board for People with Developmental Disabilities Director Beth Sweden says the ACL provides critical programs that allow aging and disabled people to stay in their communities, and cutting it could lead to people having to move to different facilities. Sweden says the HHS decision is a step backward to supporting the work Wisconsin organizations do to help older adults and people with disabilities. Wisconsin voters are being asked to enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. It's already the law. Voters must present a valid ID. Republicans in the legislature placed the amendment on the ballot over concerns that the state Supreme Court could one day overturn that law. During their only debate, candidates for the Supreme Court were asked how they'll vote. Dane County Judge Susan Crawford said she doesn't think it's appropriate for a judge to weigh in and try to influence voters on something like that. Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel said he'll vote yes because voter integrity laws are very important. Voting yes means you support amending Wisconsin's constitution to require voters show a valid photo ID to participate in elections. Voting no means you oppose such an amendment. Tuesday is Election Day. We will be watching a number of races in tomorrow's election, not only the statewide races for Supreme Court Justice and State Superintendent of Public Instruction, but a number of local races as well. There are two races in the town of Bloom. One is for Town Board Supervisor between Bradford McCauley and Jerry Krotzenberg Sr. The other is for Treasurer between Laura Hinnick and Sean Murphy Lopez. There are three races in Buena Vista Township. Residents will be choosing two board supervisors from a list of four vying for the position. They are Gordon Brockway, Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter, Zachary Tomei, and Jake Kleckner. Two people are vying for Buena Vista Town Clerk. They are Melissa Allen and Van Nelson. Angela Larson and Barbara Brockway are also running against each other for Town Treasurer. There are two races in the town of Dayton. One is for town board chairperson between Gary Manning and Cheryl Dahl. The second is to fill two supervisor positions from a field of four. Voters will choose between James Lingle, Paul Perkins, Andy Hofer, and Kurt Munson. Voters in the village of Muscadet will see two races on their ballot. One is for village president between John Imhoff and Eric Johnson. The second is to fill three trustee positions between Michael Hill, Douglas Meyer, Kim Seifert, and Eric Johnson. One area school district also has a race. Two people are seeking to represent Area 6 in the River Valley School District. They are Emily Beck and Jess Heisel. We will also be watching the results on a number of school referendums. They include four operational referendums in the River Valley, Riverdale, Weston, and Viroqua school districts, and a capital referendum in the Baraboo school district. Elon Musk has given out $1 million checks to two Wisconsin voters, declaring them spokespeople for his political group. That's ahead of the Wisconsin Supreme Court election that the tech billionaire cast as critical to President Donald Trump's agenda and the future of civilization. A unanimous court on Sunday refused to hear a last-minute attempt by the state's Democratic Attorney General to stop Musk from handing over the checks to two voters, a ruling that came just minutes before the planned start of the rally. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced 3,043,700 total non-farm jobs in the state, according to February preliminary estimates from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Preliminary employment estimates for February showed Wisconsin's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.2% over last month, which is 0.9 percentage points below the national unemployment rate of 4.1%. The state's labor force participation rate ticked down to 65.8% in February, while the national rate decreased to 62.4%, marking Wisconsin's participation rate 3.4 percentage points above the rest of the nation. Wisconsin's labor force decreased by 4,300 over the month, but is up 15,200 over the year. The number of people employed decreased 5,300 over the month to 3,077,600 employed, but is up 3,700 over the year. Total non-farm jobs decreased 6,200 over the month and increased 8,800 over the year to 3,043,700 jobs. The second annual Walk with Grace Race for Grace will be held Saturday, May 17th by the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. The Run Walk event will feature various events that participants can choose to take part in. Alan Koshupski is vice president to the Board of Directors for Grace and an organizer of Race for Grace.
There's a quarter mile kids run, a 1 mile run or walk, a 5K fun run or walk, and a 10K run. So we have something for everyone, whether you're a walker or a runner, you like short distance, long distance, we kind of wanted something for everyone so they wouldn't feel left out.
A popular challenge from last year's race will be held again this year with the addition of a few other groups.
Last year we had, I believe it was 38 different firefighters that participated in the 1 mile firefighter challenge, and we're doing that again. And we have the same teams from last year, plus a team from the Richland Center Police Department and the Richland County Sheriff's Department. So I'm really looking forward to that. But we're going to start all of those teams with the 1 mile and all the 1 mile walkers and runners first. So that would be right after the national anthem. So it'll be right around 7:30 in the morning on the 17th that we'll start them off.
Pre-registration for Race with Grace is currently going on. In order to receive a discount, anyone who wants to take part in the event must register by the end of today before the cost to register increases.
Starting April 1st, the price for each event goes up $5. So we're going to have a t-shirt and a swag bag, and you can see the details of what's going to be in the swag bag on walkwithgrace.com. Just go look. There's something for everyone. But you have to be registered by May 2nd to be guaranteed a t-shirt and a swag bag.
Alan Koshupski hopes that everyone can attend, even if it is just to cheer on those participating. If you wish to participate, there are different ways you can register.
Go to our website, walkwithgrace.com, and look for the information about the Race for Grace, and you can register online. You can also pick up a paper registration form at the Grace office, and we're open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3, and the office is located above Royal Bank in Richland Center. We also have paper forms available at Simon's at the front desk as well.
Sign up by the end of today before registration prices increase tomorrow for the Walk with Grace, Race for Grace Run Walk, even if that will be held Saturday, May 17th, by the Dr. Killian Meyer Building in Crosscut Park. Two people were arrested over the weekend following a retail theft earlier in the month. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports Travis J. Burrow, age 44, and Teresa M. Lowmiller, age 44, both of Iola, were taken into custody during a traffic stop in the village of Iola. The arrests were the result of a March 15th theft at a convenience store in the village of Lafarge. Burrow was booked for retail theft and both felony and misdemeanor bail jumping. Lowmiller also faces charges of retail theft in addition to felony bail jumping and operating a motor vehicle after revocation. They are expected to appear in Vernon County Circuit Court for a bail hearing today. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. The Social Security Administration states that recent reports in the media it is permanently closing local field offices are false. Since January 1st, the agency has not permanently closed or announced the permanent closure of any local field office. From time to time, SSA must temporarily close a local field office for reasons such as weather, damage, or facilities issues, and it reopens when the issues are resolved. The agency has announced the permanent closure of one hearing office in White Plains, New York. SSA works closely with local congressional delegations before closing any office permanently. The agency also reassigns employees from an affected office to other locations to help communities access in-person services. SSA identified for the General Services Administration underutilized office space to ensure the government is spending taxpayer money as prudently as possible. The agency provided GSA a list of sites for termination. Most of these are small hearing rooms with no assigned employees. Since most hearings are held virtually, SSA no longer needs these underutilized rooms.